Ryan's 10-year budget plan passed the House last week by a narrow margin. It makes large cuts in social programs, boosts the defense budget, and balances the budget through repealing the Affordable Care Act and by cuts to Medicaid and food stamp programs. Congresswoman Moore says the cuts are based on Ryan's faulty premise about the failure of anti-poverty programs.
You know, his take on talking about poverty is to say we've spent billions or trillions of dollars on poverty programs and poverty won. In fact, these poverty programs have helped raise people into the middle class, millions of people, and not just people of color.
Congressman Ryan will be meeting with members of the Congressional Black Caucus next week just before holding a hearing on the war on poverty. Moore says she plans to urge his support for reviving a program that was part of President Obama's stimulus plan. It targets communities with persistent poverty by requiring 10% of all federal aid programs to go to communities where 20% of the population has lived in poverty for 30 years or more.
This is not a partisan thing. It's not a racial thing. It's not an urban or a rural thing. If we were to implement that, it would touch Republicans, like 50-50 Democrats, Republicans, rural areas, and urban communities. And we see this as an opportunity.
Congressman Ryan's budget is unlikely to win support in the U.S. Senate, where Democrats hold a narrow 10-seat majority. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.